B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Greg, what's up, you sexy bitch?
Well, I had this date with Allison. We met online. We talked back and forth for a while. We seemed to hit it off, you know, pretty good. And we went out on a date. I bought her a carnation. We had a meal. And then all of a sudden, she gets huffy and leaves. And I thought we were going somewhere and, you know, into the future. And she won't even take my calls anymore.
Wait,
so I don't know why. I don't understand it.
She left in the middle of the date?
Yeah, right. Well, what I thought was the middle of the date. Obviously, she thought it was the end of the date, but I thought it was the middle.
And you're calling us for another date when the first date didn't.
I'm calling to find out, you know, what happened. You know, why did she get huffy and leave when I thought we had had the beginning of something that could go somewhere?
You sound like a catch.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm trying to talk him out of wanting to do this. Like, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
All right, you know what, Greg? We're going to call Allison for you next, all right?
That'd be terrific. I mean, maybe you can find out, you know, why she won't even take my calls at this point.
Oh, this is going to be beautiful. Okay, hang on. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, everybody, you're going to love that. I predict this one's going to be good. We just spoke to Greg. He said that in the middle of his date with Allison, she got all huffy and walked out on him. And yet he's calling to see what. Like, he's not just leaving it. He's he needs to know why she did that. And he also wants to see if she wants to go out with him again.
I don't have a good feeling.
I have a great feeling. Not for another date, but I think it's going to be a fun.
That's what makes the world go round.
Oh, I have my hands.
What?
I have my hands together in prayer right now. I'm looking up to the sky, and I'm praying that she answers the phone. Be quiet, Greg.
Hello?
Is this Allison?
Yeah,
it is. It's the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. Please don't hang up. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a God. Okay, Allison, so listen, we're calling you from a radio station.
Okay, fine.
You know, I can explain, in 30 seconds, I can explain why we're calling you. It's all good. A guy called us, and he would love to take you out on a date, okay?
Now, okay.
Yeah, okay, so that means you're not seeing anybody right now.
No, I'm a free agent.
Okay, perfect. Well, guess what? Not only will we provide a gentleman for you to, you know, go on a date with, but how about this? You can choose the date, and when I say choose the date, you tell us where you want to go. We'll pay for it. You tell us when you want to go. We'll set it up. All you got to do, all you got to do is show up, and you're going to love this guy. Do you want me to tell you the guy? Because the guy, you know the guy.
Oh, I know him?
What's your first reaction when I tell you the name Greg?
Greg? Hell no. I'm sorry.
Why?
I already went out with that guy. I've already been out with that guy.
It's like, been there, done that.
We know that.
I thought this was like a new guy. No, this guy?
Listen, he called us up and he said he was telling us about your date, and he said that he might have misinterpreted how the date ended. He said it seemed as if you were a little annoyed and that you got up and left.
Oh, he interpreted it just fine, but he might have misinterpreted what a current photo is. Because
what?
We were talking online, and he looked really good. He looked like he was like, I don't know, late 40s, and I'm 35.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he had a cane. He showed up with a cane.
Wait.
Not like, oh, look at me. I'm like super, like, I got swag and I'm super cool kind of cane. Like, I need to walk.
That's what I was going to ask.
65.
Oh, my God.
5 years old.
So the last thing you probably want is to like talk to him again, right?
Oh my God, no, he tricked me too.
Allison, hold on.
Whoa, what?
Greg's on the phone right now, Allison. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is so judgmental. How many people walk with a cane for reasons other than age? You know, I was in a car accident when I was 15, shattered my left hip.
Oh,
I had a car 10 seconds?
Ever since. I can do all kinds of things, and I thought we hit it off online.
Greg, what?
And because of my cane, she walks out on me?
No, my because you're God, old.
Oh, my God.
Greg. Greg, do you, what did you put up for pictures that you put up online? Were they older pictures of you, like from when you were younger?
Of course they are. Sure.
Allison, did you talk to him on the phone before you guys met? Because I think he sounds old. Don't you think you guys even sound old?
No, I mean, I guess I should have, but, you know, now that you mention it, when he was texting me, it's not, I like texting shorthand, like short and sweet,
right.
See you in 10, and it was like a perfectly punctuated sentence. It was like something I get from my dad, and it also took a while to respond, so I should have known.
All the signs of an old person.
Yeah,
that's great.
I mean,
I am.
And look, I'm sorry that you were hit by a pedal pushed car when you were a kid, and that's why you walk with a cane or whatever. But that is not why I don't want to go out with you. At your age, your generation should know better. That's all I got to say. You straight up lied.
So I don't look like that anymore. I've aged a bit.
Do you have a time machine?
Oh my God,
everybody!
Dude.
Would you like to go? Would you like to go on another date with
vegetables and fruits and I go dancing.
Allison, would you like to go on another date with Greg?
They do it at the old age home too.
He likes to go dancing. Would you like to go on another date with him?
I don't want to go out with Greg again. But, I mean, Greg, if you want, my aunt's husband just died, and she's a widow. So if you want her number...
Oh, Jesus.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
All right, listen. It's okay to think you're better than other people. Just don't verbalize it on a date if you think you're better than your date. Get it? Got it? Good. Otherwise, you're going to end up on the second date update on the 10s. Listen tomorrow morning, 8:10, right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.